Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations stance point. With your host, Dan Rennie.
Today on Let's Talk, we yarn to Yurimul, a Yolngu singer, songwriter from Yirrkala in the Northern Territory. Coming from a long line of songmen, notably his father, Widiyana, a founding member of Yothi Indi, Yurimul plans to carry the tradition with the forthcoming release of his debut album.
Yurimul, brother, welcome to the show. It's good to have you on.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. I'm so happy.
Of course, we want to congratulate you on the latest releases. You know, the self-titled debut is not far away, and I mean, some of the songs we've already heard have been incredible, brother. You must be thrilled.
Oh man, like really that them songs been out there. But I heard a lot of things about with the people talking about it. Oh, your music's been playing around in, you know, Queensland and that. And I was like, oh, really? Where do you hear it? And people say, oh, on the radio, and they love it. They play it all the time. And that's good. That's good news, you know. I live in a remote community. And recently I've just been busy with my dad and, you know, like not concentrating on things like other than that. But I just leave the music, let it grow, let people tasting it, what, you know, music. I've just been releasing it. But, yeah, super excited.
It's happy music, and especially, you know, the song Get Happy. I hear young people say it's their favourite song because it makes a smile, older people as well. I mean, you know, that's I guess that's the reason why you do it, to make people happy, right?
Oh, yes. That's so glad. No, I'm glad to hear that, Russ. You know, people talking about this happy song and make them feel good. I'm super excited.
Your journey in music, I mean, you... Tell us about your upbringing, your beginning in life, and of course, you know, your family connection to music.
Yes, music. Well, what can I say? Yothi Indi was the biggest, you know, inspiration to the whole people who were, you know, where they are. They looked at it, you know, it was amazing, and you know, they were my massive inspiration. They put so much influence into me and gave, you know, legacy to us and, you know, give us the battings. And, you know, from that, we just, like, kind of grow. And what we want to share in our perspective and see the point of the world of different sides of it, you know, and try and make it, it doesn't matter, you know, if white Australians, black Australians, I don't know, different religions, and seeing the Australia, the face of the land in different ways, you know, and good and bad, whatever it is, yeah, you choose it. It's not about like pointing finger at you. It's about telling the stories, and that's what I do, you know, in my music. And I'm really, really proud and really kind and down to earth when I sing it. I just love hearing people and feedbacks. What can I say, man?
It's an incredible place where you come from. Can you tell us about the land where you grew up and where you live?
Yeah, look, home is home. I just love my home. As I've been living in nearly what 5 or more than that years in Melbourne, you know, I went to school there at St. Joseph College, and I was living with Cameron Begg, his partner, Melissa Patterson. And, you know, I learned the Western side of the world of what Western society, life, live, and they do things, you know. And when I come back home is like, whoa, this is so good, regenerating, empowering, putting me into something what I been missing it. And that was the most important for me, that I spend for those whole time with my father, just giving me so much, you know, knowledge of the power of that home, you know, and the knowledge that been ancestors been singing it for long, long, long thousands of years, you know, and that's what I what I've just, you know, been collecting the power and the information for my people and for my music, and that one I wanted to share it to the, you know, Australia.
Mm. You speak of your father, Widiana Marika, an amazing man, and of course founding member of Yothi Indie, but, you know, more than that, very, very respected elder in the community and even actor and film producer.
Yes.
I love that love that film, High Ground. What an amazing story that is, and of course features your father very prominently. That, yeah, that's deadly.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, he's a strong man with, you know, really amazing chemistry he's got. And I'm really proud of my dad, what he is.
There's just been some amazing music come out from our mob over the last, particularly, you know, 12, 24 months, even further back, you know, your collabs with Baker Boy and others. And how do you feel that Aboriginal music is being embraced right now?
Like right now? Man, Aboriginal music, you listen to Aboriginals, you listen to Selma Plums, you listen to Jessica Mabel, you listen to Dan Sultan, you listen to Emma Donovan, you listen to all of them up. Like, us young mob, like, we just bridge it to that mainstream music, and it's like killing it, the mainstream music, bruh.
Yeah.
Seriously. And when I listened to that, I was like, wow, what amazing thing, what have done our elders, like Uncle Archie, there's a lot of them. There's many, many old, you know, elders, musicians back in those days. They've been bridging our gaps for us, for the music, so we can go cross that bridge to the other side of the world and make our footprints to the, you know, a new, brighter future, to make it and tell the stories, like I said, in our point of views and our stories and what we've seen, good and bad, you know?
Mm.
And that's what I see. What we do is it's making our people proud too, and like inspiring the younger generation for later on. They will see that and they will make it even better.
What I think is most pleasing, bros, is, you know, it's just mainstream music now. We're not sort of put in our own category, our own box. When you look at, you know, your Thelma Plum, your King Stingray, Bujra, Betty Ray's, okay. I mean, yourself. Yeah. We're just mainstream music now. We just happen to be black fellas telling black stories.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, you go.
Go on.
I was just going to say, you know, does that make you pleased that mainstream, you know, media, mainstream avenues have embraced Aboriginal music and it's just considered normal now?
Yeah. You know, it's like they are embracing because they knowing it right now that is important, just because we are telling stories about our knowledge and our power and our people and our, you know, country and our own backyard, what we do. And that's what we need, you know. It's like we're still a resilient people and we are, you know, are powerful in our own ways. And that's what is they facing that, what we, you know, see.
You're listening to Let's Talk at Triple A Murray Country. My guest today, Yermal Marika. And it's a real pleasure to be yarning with your brother. You recorded a cover of Warumpi Band, Blackfella, Whitefella, a little while ago. Amazing rendition, you know. I didn't think anyone could do a justice to that song, but you put your own flavour on it, your own spin. Tell us about that process of covering Warumpi Band, Blackfella, Whitefella.
But that was really good. Like, no one even, like, asked me to do, you know. When I was living in Melbourne, and I had to record it with, what's the name? Alice Guy,
yeah.
Have you heard of her?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's amazing too. She's an incredible singer. Yes, that song, I recorded it in a studio in Melbourne, Northcote. And, like, you know when you ask producer to tell you what to do?
Mm.
Okay. But this is just, like, just the guy who's the engineer and just me. And, like, the most of the thing, I was just working on it and putting, like, the instruments in there. It was all me, like, on the bass and wow. guitar. And, yeah. Wow. And that was really good, you know, just, like, doing it on your own and putting your own ideas into that. And when you listen to that track and you go like, oh wow, this is great, like, you know, you feel proud of it. And that was the highlight for me anyway, when I did that in the big studio and doing it. I love it.
You seem to love to collaborate with other, you know, other mob, other people. I mean, Dami Im for Promised Land, you know, you did For Everyone with Geordie Lane. How do these collaborations come about? How do you choose who you want to work with or collaborate?
Like when I was working with, for example, with the old mate Geordie Lane, he actually been looking at it, the documents about the was that brother boy? He walks all the way from Adelaide Way to the, you know, Canberra for the justice.
Yes.
For the, you know, that what's inspired him and to tell the stories, you know, what is back at home. And that's what inspired Geordie Lane. And Geordie Lane was looking for, you know, a black fella who could, he wanted to collaborate with. So he, you know, he found out about me and, you know, he said, hey, I wanted to collaborate with you and let's write a song about Clinton. And when I came over there and I was like, hey, we'll work on a song called, like, For Everyone. And that's when the topics came up and we were collaborating and making it. Anyway, he's a really humble fella, you know, nice person to connect. And I like collaborating with people. And plus also Dami, yes, of course, you know. I mean, it takes like a time, bruh. Like I like sitting down and like looking back and referencing what my song is.
Mm.
And references, like when I sit down and listen to the songs of mine, I always think about collaborating with someone else, what that can make me out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
'Cause like I've been like pulled out from music for so long, you know. I've got kids now, bro, so like I got work, my own stuff back at my home, and my elders just, you know, chose me to be part of the, you know, I'm a director too for my corporation, Ridicule Corporation, you know, and that's the part of the leadership that, like, you know, I'm building my leadership to become one day a chief for my home country, because I'm a leader for my, and that's our country, you know, Ridicule's country, in your way, when you come to the Yolngu land, we are the land owners of that country, and that's the important for me, that's what I've been focusing and like looking into that, and my dad puts me so much effort. But then again, with the music, when I come back, I wanted to collaborate with the people that I wanted to come back into the picture of it, you know, and say, right, Yirmal is pretty much coming back to the music and he wanted to perform, and like, you know, he's collaborating with a lot of different musicians. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to find out the gaps I wanted to get back into the music. That's all.
Deadly, bros. Well, we want to talk about the new single, Shining Lights, released November 4, but we've got a bit of a sneak peek for our listeners, our first play here on Triple A Murray Country. So I'm pretty excited about that. Tell us about the song, Shining Light.
Yes. Shining Light. I've produced that, like I said, like with Promised Land, that produced by Andrew Ferris. down at his farm in New South Wales, Tamworth. What a beautiful country, bro.
Mm, yeah.
Beautiful country. Love it. But cold, big time.
It's cold. It's cold for us tropical, mob, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I recorded that with him, and he was the producer. Same thing. He was another person to collaborate, and he was amazing, of course, from Inexus. What the hell?
Yeah, that's madness.
And, yeah, so Shining Light, we recorded that. And it's about the stories, about the cultural story about when the two sisters, Kriyesh and two sisters, came in from the northeast gate. They came out and they were becoming the citizen, right? The citizens of being Yolngu. So the light came up and saw them and said, who are you, where you come from? You're not welcome to this country. So when they crossed that border and they start singing to the light, to the water, to the nature, to the land, and the light, we call it, it welcomed them and then said, right, you're a citizens of this country now. And this is the peace, justice and order and the law. We'll put it, this is what you got to do. And that's the story behind of it for the them two creation sisters and the Shining Light. But what I'm singing it here on the Shining Light, it's more like trying to be contemporary and trying to make everything more clearly for everyone to listen to it. But the deeper story, it's there. It's underneath of the surface. And if you wanted to hear it, I'll bring you up to the country, to Yellangbara, and you sit down and you watch the country and see the pathways of those two creation sisters, and you will literally see their boat on the shore, and you'll go, wow, this is actually the beautiful country. So, yeah.
Well, we get to listen to it first. We're going to play it right now for our listeners. And Yurimal, brother, I want to thank you so much for spending some time having a yarn with us today on Let's Talk.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, man. I am so excited. Thank you so much for putting out my music. Listeners, my name is Yurimal. Big love. Bless you, man.